Fell aboard a lion the other day.
A lion?
Yeah. Out at the pet shop. Monkeys. Hey, people do anything for be different, you know?
Yeah. Okay, if you had a horse or a pig or something that you didn't want them to grow up to be a breeding animal, what would you do with them? What would you have to do with
them? Castrate.
Okay. And you know what they call the noise that's made by a calf when it's being weaned? You know, the calf. They don't... kind of irritating noise that a calf makes.
No, I don't.
Okay. How about the noise that cattle make? What do they call that?
Moo. No.
Okay. How about the noises that horses make?
Nay.
Pardon?
Nay.
Did you ever hear that referred to as anything else? Like whinnies or...
whining? Weenie? Of course, we don't have many horses down here, so the term isn't permitted. We have horses up on the Keys, people own, just like planes.
Yeah. Those are like...
privately owned.
Fancy ride horses.
Yeah. There's
no work horses around.
They don't use them for work horses, they just ride around on them.
What about a place where they keep chickens? What do you call that? A little...
cup.
Okay. And you know what you call a hen that's on a nest of eggs?
Laying hen.
If you have a bunch of chickens or turkeys or geese or so forth, you know, those kind of animals, you might say I have to go out and feed them.
Well, they wouldn't call them brood, wouldn't they? No. No. You have to go out and feed the chickens, or I have to feed the turkeys, and then I call them by name.
Okay. How about if you had like horses, mules, and cows, and things like that? You say have to go out and feed.
Feed the animals, then.
Okay. How about when you're eating chicken? That there's a bone behind the breast, looks like that.
That's a wishbone.
Okay. Do you have any superstitions involved around that?
No, I don't.
You know what they?
Break it, make a wish, and who gets the longest?
Yeah. Who wins that?
The one that gets the longest.
Okay. Did your parents tell you that?
Yeah, just towed it around town.
Okay. Did you ever know of anybody that called the inside parts of a chicken, you know, the things that you eat inside, like the liver and the heart and things, you know, those parts of a chicken inside? Did they know of anybody, or did you ever hear of any terms for all those end parts, you know, a general term for the inside parts of chicken?
No.
All right, how about the inside, the part inside of a pig, you know, the thing that they use to set sausage in? Yeah. You know, the part that they put sausage in.
Part they put the sausage in.
Yeah, you know, when they butcher a hog, they have a
tube.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what the name of it is.
Okay, that's right.
It's a tube.
All right, did you ever hear anybody down around, what was the dairy here when you were young?
Yeah.
Did you ever hear anybody call cattle to come in from wherever they were?
No, they just had them in a little pen, about the size of a block.
You ever heard any calls to any animals? Anybody call like a, you ever heard anybody call a cow in?
No.
Or a horse? Or a mule or anything?
Yeah, we
you
don't
get
have.
Get a mule, turn right or left. Or
yeah.
Okay. Or, okay.
You know, we don't, as I say, we don't have them, you know, down here.
Okay. What would you say to a horse to get him started? Giddy
up.
Okay. How about to stop him?
Oh.
Okay. And you ever heard anybody call a pig to feed him?
No.
Okay.
All I'd heard him do is flop it down in a trough or a pen and let him go to it.
Okay. How about if you're going out to feed the chickens, how would you call them?
Well, you just throw the feed out in the yard and they come running. They know what time it is.
Okay. And what do you call that thing you put over the horse's head to, you know...
bridle?
Yeah, you say I'm going to go out and hitch up the horse, I'm going to use the... what do you call all that stuff that they put them in? They put
harness.